Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks, Ma. Great, great, great. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Lord, I thank you and praise you for this beautiful morning, Lord. God, your presence, your gentle presence is with us, and your loving hand is upon our lives even right now as we, Lord, open our hearts up to listen to what you would have to say. Holy Spirit, I pray you open up our hearts, open up our minds. And God, I just sense, Lord, if there's anyone here who's disturbed, who's, Lord, even not where they should be, maybe they're here physically, but their mind could be somewhere else, I pray a stillness over their soul right now in the name of Jesus. And God, you would say to them, it is well with my soul. You know, just don't let anything hinder you from what God would have you here this morning. Just commit whatever is bothering your mind, your heart, your entire being, just commit it to the Lord and say, Jesus, you take care of it. If it's a person you're bothered about, say, God, take care of that person. But I don't want to miss this moment with you. Lord, I pray your peace, your shalom peace upon our hearts, God, right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I've titled my message this morning as Dare to Love. Mage matrukava me udasana premayata oba pelambenawada. If that's the right one. Premayata oba pelambenawada is like dare to love. Dare to love. In the sense of daring to have the love of God in your hearts. I listened to Sureka's message last Sunday, and what I gathered was he was sharing about how it was Jesus was moved with compassion. Girida oba igena gatta kohomada Yesus wahanse anukampave mata unwanse kohomada manushyanwa sparsha kare kiyala. And I do hope you were given those opportunities during this week where you were able to move with compassion, like praying for that need, like praying for someone randomly in the streets or wherever. I pray that God would have given you those moments. Mam viswas karno evani mohotawa obage jeevithe me sumana ataratura oba obata tibenna athi kiyala e wage unwahansege anukampaven manushyekwa sparsha karanda. This morning, if we think about what is love, you know, what is love? We talk about love, we hear about love, and if we really put it into a word in love, api monada me premiya kiyanne api premiya gana katha karanawa unwasige premiya gana katha karanawa unwasige premiya sparsha gana katha karanawa mokakda me premiya kiyanne, what is love? And for my understanding, love is not about me, it's about someone else. Premiya kiyanne mama gane neme namuth vena kenek ganai. If I take the simple thing about how important is love for me when it comes to loving someone, mama hituwa kochchara premaya avashyada mata kochchara wedagaddha mata mama vena kenekwa mage labena premayen vena kenekwa ma kese da sparsha karanne kiyala ahawote prashne kumakta obage hitata enne. You know, we talk about love in the sense of, oh, I love God, and the very minute when we are out of this door, it's another story, right? Api ga premaya gana katha karana namuth me dorawal walin giya gaman api vena kenek. That's natural, that's human. Eka manushya deyak. And talking about love is not gossiping, not intimidating someone, not speaking falsely about someone, not accusing someone, not finding fault about someone. Loving is, it's not about me, but it's about someone else. And that's kind of really hard for us to get around our heads. Isn't it? Api preme gana katha karoth preme kiyanne man opadupa kiyana neme man vena kenekwa pahata damanawa neme man vena kenek gana gihila පිටිපස්සෙන් පිහියන්නේ අනින එක නෙමෙයි. නමුත් ප්‍රේමය කියන්නේ මම කුමක්ද කොහොමද ඒ කෙනාට ප්‍රේමය කරන්නේ. And when we go back to the beginning, I mean, we have all seen this diagram before. Keep the mic there. Love, he is love. Deviyan wahanse premayai. Unwanseda premaya ne, unwahanse premayai. And when we realize that God is the very source of love, and when I told you earlier that it's not about me, it's when I am in a situation, I run to God because I need His love. I need that love to love you. Mata e premaya avashyai, obata premaya karanna. In John 13:34, it says, love one another just as I have loved you. යොහන් 13:34 කියනවා එකිනෙකයාට ඔබ ප්‍රේම කරන්න මම ඔබට ප්‍රේම කරනාක් මෙන්. This is the answer for witnessing. You know, you don't need any classes. You don't need to know how to evangelize. Your life should be a life of love. My life has to be a life of love. And my life as being a lifestyle of love, people get drawn to us. When your life is not about you, but it's a life of love, automatically, you are beginning to witness. You don't need a 5.5 sermon. You don't need, you know, to stand in a street corner. That is also good. But what I'm saying is that the bottom line is your life has to be a lifestyle of love. ඔබගේ ජීවිතය, ඔබගේ ජීවිත රටාව ප්‍රේමයෙන් ප්‍රමුඛ ස්ථානයේ යුක්ත වූ ජීවිත රටාවක් වන්ට අවශ්‍යයි. Loving people is the basic thing that we need to learn. You know, while Sureka was talking last Sunday, which I thought was an amazing message on having compassion to people, I firmly believe that first of all, it has to start in our hearts here. It has to start in our hearts here. Being an example in my home as a mother, as a wife, as a child of God begins, that compassion begins in my home. The way I treat my family, the way I treat my children, the way I treat my husband, the way I treat my mom. My compassion has to start in my house. Amen? Amen. Amen. I can feed the homeless out there. I can do what I have to do. Have to do as a child of God. But if I am not exemplifying my life as a child of God, as a woman of God, in a loving manner, what I do out there does not mean anything. Preme pramukha sthanayan unwansege anukampawa patanganne mage jeevithe mage nivase. මට ගිහිල්ලා දුප්පතුන්ට කන්ට දෙන්න පුළුවන් එළියේ. නමුත් මට ඒ අනුකම්පාව මගේ නිවසේ ඉන්න දරුවන්ට, මගේ ස්වාමි පුරුෂයාට, මගේ මවට, මගේ පියාට, මගේ සහෝදර සහෝදරි, ඒ අනුකම්පාව මගේ ජීවිතේ මගේ නිවසේ නැත්තම් මං ඇතුළාන්තේ කරන දේවල්, එළියේ කරන දේවල් කිසිම නිෂ්ඵල වෙනවා. නිෂ්ඵල වෙනවා. It becomes nothing. And this morning, you know, God has been challenging me from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, the book of the chapter of love. එක කොරින්ති 13 උන්වහන්සේ මට අභියෝග කරලා තිබෙනවා මේ සුමාන ඇතුළත. That am I daring to love the way Christ loved his people? Whether they be born again, believers or non-believers or whatever, just God's people. මට උන්වහන්සේ අභියෝග කරන්නේ මම ඉන්නවද උන්වහන්සේගේ මනුෂ්‍යයන්ට ප්‍රේම කරන්නට. And that begins with me, right in where I am, and that's my home. That's my home. And this is something that we need to think about really seriously. මේක ඉතාමත් වැදගත් ලෙස අපි මෙනෙහි කරන්න අවශ්‍යයි. මම උන්වහන්සේට sambandha vi thibenakota, when I am connected to God, I flow out of God. That's why I said love is not about me. When I'm in a place of I need God's love, I cannot be selfish and say, okay, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix this. But I am in a place to say, God, I need you. So see, it's not about me then. It's about me needing the source of love. මට බෑ ආත්මාර්ථකාමී වෙලා ස්වාමිනී වහන්සේගේ ප්‍රේමය මට දැන් අවශ්‍ය නැහැ නමුත් මම මේක තනියම කරගන්න හදනවා මට ඒ ස්ථානියට එන්න බෑ මම යන්න ඕනේ ප්‍රේමය තිබෙන තැනට ගාවට ඒකයි මම ඉවලේ කිව්වේ ප්‍රේමය කියන්නේ මම වෙන කෙනෙක්ට අවශ්‍යයි ඒ ප්‍රේමය බෙදන්න මම යන්න අවශ්‍ය ස්වාමින් වහන්සේට මන් දුන් වහන්සේටයි ඒ ප්‍රේමය තිබෙන්නේ ආමෙන් මට බෑ ගලාති පොතේ 5:22 ශුද්ධාත්මයන් වහන්සේගේ පළතුරු මගේ ජීවිතයට ගන්න බෑ මම උන්වහන්සේගෙන් ඒ ලබා ගන්න නැත්තම් I cannot have Galatians 5:22 the fruits of the spirit love joy peace gentleness kindness meekness you know the list is endless in that chapter you know all comes to nothing if I am not connected to the source of love love is so key. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says there is faith, hope and love. But above all these things, love is the key to our lives. 1 Corinthians 13:13 කියනවා ඇදහිල්ල තිබෙනවා බලාපොරොත්තු තිබෙනවා ප්‍රේමය තිබෙනවා නමුත් මේවෙන් වැදගත්ම දේ කුමක්ද ප්‍රේමයයි. You know, when we don't make the right choices in wanting to love, we end up with regret. අපි හරි තීරණ ගන්න නැති වුනාම ප්‍රේමය උදෙසා ප්‍රේමය කෙරෙහි ක්‍රියාත්මක වන්න මම කාලකන්ණියෙක් වෙනවා මම නිෂ්ඵල වෙනවා. නමුත් when I make the right choices, I end up having joy at the end. Sometimes it's hard. It's not always easy to make the right choice to love, the right choice to go in the right way. But every right decision you make can reverse every wrong decision that you have made in the past. I say it again. Every right decision you make right this moment, even while I'm speaking to you, you're saying yes that's what I'm going to be doing the right decision I'm going to take you will be reversing every wrong decision you may have made within the next hour or 2 hours ago see we've got it in our hands God will never say to us do something if he has not equipped us devyan wahanse apita di thibenawa මේ අවවාද මන් දුන් වංශය දන්නවා අපිට මේ දේ කරන්න පුළුවන් කියලා. නැත්නම් තුන් වංශය අපිට කියන්නේ යම් දෙයක් කරන්න කියලා අපිට කරන්න බැරි නා. ආමෙන්. So just think about it right now. What are the decisions I have made within this past few 24 hours? Can I reverse them? And if you can do it, I challenge you to do it now. I challenge you to do it now. Running around like a mad dog in town is not going to solve the problem. But you can change your course right now. And you know, I want to, not many parents here sadly today, but for the two of you and some of you that are here also, you know, take time in the decisions you make with your children. Like I told you before, what you do inside your home is so important. Is so important. You know, how do you react to your children? Do you spend time with them on a one-to-one? Do you indulge yourself in speaking the word of God with them? ඔබ පාවිච්චි කරන දුන්වන්සේ ඔබට දී තිබෙනා ඔය වේලාව ඔබගේ ළමයින් සමග කතා කරන්න එකිනෙකනා සමග කතා කරන්න use that time wisely that God has given you you know what kind of life are you having right now is it a life of love or is it a life of just running around and doing your thing and just smashing everyone around you okay My prayer today is that you live a life that is not frustrated, that is not tiring, but that you enjoy every moment that God has given to you now. The minute that has passed cannot be retrieved, whatever you do. So the minutes you have with God now, get a hold of it. Grab onto it, because that is so important. You know, there are two ingredients that I want to share that God has been challenging me these past 2 weeks, like I told you, is two key pillars where love is concerned. And that is, love is patient. Amen. Love is patient. මම ඔබත් සමග කතා කරන්න කනන්නව මේ අනිත් කරුණු දෙක ඉතාමත් අභියෝග කළ තිබෙන දෙවියන් වහන්සේ මගේ ජීවිතේ එනම් ප්‍රේමයට ඉවසීම අවශ්‍යයි. Love is patient. Ephesians 4:2 says, "Be completely humble and gentle and bearing with one another." Be completely humble and gentle, bearing with one another in impatience. Selfishness? How are we to bear one another? Yes, Mary. We are to bear with one another in love. In other translations, it would talk about patience. You know, love is the two pillars of patience is so important, because love will inspire for you to become a patient person. Love will inspire you to take patient decisions. Love will inspire you to keep your mouth shut and not spur out the word that or the sentence that you need to say, because patience will grab a hold of you. Ivasima avashyai apage jeevithayata manda ivasima apita penna dena premaya tulin කට නිශ්ශබ්දව තබා ගන්න. ඉවසීම අපට පෙන්වා දෙනවා අවශ්‍ය තැනට විතරක් ඔබගේ කට යොදවන්න. නොඅවන අවශ්‍ය ස්ථානයට නෙමෙයි. Patience brings an internal calm during an external storm. Has any one of you noticed that? You know, I have noticed that many times, because I'm a person who was spurred out something where at the wrong time. මම එක ගොඩක් අත්දැකලා තියෙනවා. ඉවසීම මාගේ ඇතුලේ ඉවසීම තිබෙනකොට මගේ පිටස්තර කුණාටුව නිශ්චල කරනවා. ඔබ එක අත්දැකලා ඇති, ඔබගේ ඇතුළ ඉවසීමෙන් ඔබ ක්‍රියා කරනකොට එළිය තිබෙනා වූ පිටස්තර කුණාටුව නිශ්චල වෙනවා. You know, when you are patient and you are pondering upon what you need to do next, the storm will be around you, but you begin to think, okay, how am I going to react? And that all comes when I am connected to God. Remember, church, this does not come out of your own action. You've got to be connected to Jesus. You have to have that source, because that's what will enable you to be patient before you speak that word. No one likes to be around an impatient person. Huh? Any bells? No one likes to be around an impatient person, because that impatient person reacts foolishly. That impatient person is like a bull in a china shop. Right? That impatient person will always manipulate anyone or any person around, because that person would always want to get the job done his or her way. But when you are flowing out of God, the love of God, you begin to demonstrate patience when everything around you is swirling at you. ඔබ උන්වහන්සේ තුල ඒ සම්බන්ධතාවය තුල ඒ ප්‍රේමය ක්‍රියා කරනකොට ඉවසීම ඔබගෙන් ඉබේට මේ ඇතුල් වෙන්ට යනවා. මන්ද කුණාටුව එළිය තිබේ, නමුත් ඔබගේ ඉවසීම එය පාලනය කරන්ට ගන්නවා. එතකොට මොකද වෙන්නේ? ඔබගේ අවටින් අය දැනගන්නවා මම පස්සට වෙන්න අවශ්‍යයි. But if you also react to that situation of storm, What do you think is going to happen? I mean, I have experienced that many times in my life. And God has really been challenging. You know, I'm not talking this at you at all. I'm talking to myself. So please understand, this is my heart. This is my weakness as well, as much as it is yours. So anger can never make things better. Have you realized that by now? Kopeta ba kisima deyak visandanna. Anger can never make things better. It actually generates additional problems. But patience stops the problems. The patience, if one can be patient going in traffic, if one can be patient as a housewife, how to manage your household, if one can be patient as a wife, as a mother, in the way they would speak to their children, in the way they would respond to their husbands or their wives, life will be so much easier for us. But that all flows with me holding the hand of Jesus so tight in my life. And that is the key to having what God is, what Jesus is, you know, trying to tell us over and over again about bearing one another in gentleness. You know, when you think about the word bearing, I kind of think about me having my hand over someone and I'm just carrying that person across. Don't get distracted. That's me carrying that person, because that person might be wounded. And like the word of God is saying, bearing one another gently. I might have my opinion about what that person is going through. I might want to say something. Look here, this is not the way you should be behaving, or this is not what you should be. But I keep shut and I bear gently. I'm almost there to help that person come through the situation. And that's the same even in your relationship with your loved ones. You know, without spurting out, I'm learning this as a mother, as a parent, without trying to like, you know, like maggots coming out of your mouth, right? Panuwa kateng eliyata ena wage ara ekapata kiyanna one amma kenek hatiyata demapiye hatiyata. But I'm learning, God, shut my mouth, please. Please help me to be silent. And let me hear what you're saying first, and then let me give my advice. And you know, that's natural. We do it. We can't help but do it. But when we learn this process of listening to what is God saying to me now, okay, he has annoyed me or she's annoyed me. Lord, what am I to do? I patiently shut my mouth and I listen, and then I respond. Shamindra, you shouldn't have done that, or you know, and this is a process. May api puruddakata geniyanna one ape vachane eliyata enn issalla swamin mahansita kiyana piyalini mata metana udaw karanna mata tada vela inne namuth mata udaw karanna. And when we begin to adapt that into our lives, things become so much better. Lack of patience will turn your home into a war zone. But the practice of patience will foster peace and quiet. If your home is a war zone, think about yourself right now. Am I fostering peace? Am I fostering patience? Am I loving God as kids also? You know, think about it. Am I instigating fights amongst my siblings? Am I starting them up? Am I bringing peace or war? And each one of us, including myself, we know the answers to that. And if we are weak in that area, say, Jesus, just help me. Help me not to get angry. Help me not to go into a wrong conclusion and, you know, blame my husband or blame my wife, but help me to walk in love. Remember, because what you do in your home is what you will project out there. ඔබ නිවසේදී කරන දේවල් තමයි ඔබ එළියේ ප්‍රදර්ශනය කරන්නේ. And your attitude towards patience is so important that it's cultivated in your home, within your family walls. When a mistake is made, allow room for correction. Again, don't When a mistake is made in your family, draw back as a parent, as a brother, as a sister, draw back and say, oh, I wonder why he did that. Our reaction is we want to, why you do that? You're so not, you know, all the words can come out. The A's to the Z's, the words will come out, right? But just come back. Remember to hold your hand with God, no matter how upset you are. And when you begin to adapt that, when you discipline yourself, just like you want to eat when you're hungry, you want to drink when you're thirsty. When you are upset, begin to adapt the culture of, I'm going to run to Jesus and not to the one who has upset me. Because you can turn, you as a single person in your household, if you begin to adapt and you begin to change, God will change the people around your house. But if you try to change the other person, things are not going to go well. ඔබ වෙනස් වෙන්න. ඔබ කියන්න පියාණනි මට මේ දේ කියා දෙන්න. ඔබට බෑ අනිත් එක්කෙනාව වෙනස් කරන්න. ඒක කවදාවත් මේ ලෝකේ වෙන්නේ නැහැ. එම නිසා ඔබ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ වෙතට යන්න. 1 Thessalonians 5:15 says, do not render evil for evil, but always pursue what is good, both for yourself and others. Wow, I love that word. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Eka Thessalonian? Thessalonica? Thessalonica. Pahe pahalava. Ekinekenata vairen pratyuttara dennepa. Namuth hama velema yahapata kerehi. Patience is not something that comes naturally for people. It has to be adapted. It has to be practiced. Some people are born with it. Some people are so quiet that they will be quiet even if a lion comes near them. They will be patient and they will stand still. But for some of us, it's hard. Patience has to be adapted into our character. And for those of us who find patience hard, ask God to help you today. And let it begin in your house. Let it begin where you are. As a parent, as a wife, as a husband, as a child, as a brother, as a sister. Adapt that into your life. And the next final point is, love is kind. Oh, I loved when Jesus was saying all these things. Beautiful. So love is patient and love is kind. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. Epistle 4:32 කියනවා, එකිනෙකාට අනුකම්පාවෙන් සලකන්න. මන්ද යේසුස් වහන්සේ ඔබට ඒ සමාව දී තිබෙන අතර. Kindness is love in action. ඔබගේ අනුකම්පාව පෙන්වන්නේ ඔබගේ ප්‍රේමයත් සමගයි. Patience avoids a problem, but kindness creates a blessing. I'll say it again. Patience avoids a problem by you being silent and giving the right response. When you respond in kindness to that situation, it creates a blessing. And right now, think of instances where you have, or where I have, not reacted in patience, but in impatience, and things have gone haywire. In other words, the problem has turned sour, or worse than it was. But if you have responded in kindness, just think of the result you would have got. And if you think, wow, that's quite true, then begin to adapt that into your character. Begin to adapt that. ඔබගේ ජීවිතයේ කරුණාව, කරුණාවෙන් ඔබ වචනයක් කිය තිබෙනවා නම් ඔබ හිතන්න කොයිතරම් අනර්ග ලෙස ඒ ප්‍රශ්නය විසඳුණාද. ඔබ කෝපෙන් හෝ නොයිවසීමෙන් ඒ වචනයක් දුන්නා නම් කොහොමද ඒ ප්‍රශ්නය උග්‍ර වුණේ. නමුත් ඒ අනුකම්පාවෙන් දෙන්නාවූ වචනයට උන්වහන්සේ සාමකාමී ස්ථාවරයක් ගෙන ඔබ යන්නාවූ ප්‍රශ්නයට. Love makes you kind. When you are kind, people want to be around you. ඔබ අනුකම්පාවෙන් සලකනකොට යම් මිනිසෙක්ට මිනිසයන් ඔබට ඇදෙනවා. Have you ever heard of people, oh, that person is so kind? And when kindness is adapted through my relationship with God, God gives favor where people who are out there begin to draw to you. And you're wondering, oh, what's happening here? Well, that's nothing of you. It's what God is doing through you. But because you're adapting His nature inside of you. So kindness creates a blessing. Kind people also find favor wherever they go. You know, when someone speaks kindness into a situation or into a person's life, there is favor. There is favor for the people who adapt kindness into their lives. See, my friends, we cannot achieve love if our connection is not right with God. And I say this over and over again. See, the minute you have a misunderstanding with your loved ones or wherever, whatever happens, we know that gets cut off, right? Because that's the last thing you want to do, go to God. And then we find fault with that person. So my relationship is out of the way. Out of the window, rather. And I become in a place of... I start barking and growling at everyone around me. I've done that. Believe you me, I have done that. I still do that sometimes. I'm not perfect. But the minute I begin to realize, God, I need you before I begin to solve him, God fixes me up. And you know something? That's instant. It doesn't take hours. God fixes me up in an instant. But my reaction should be, God, I need you here. Because I'm messed up right now. I'm mad as ever. And I need you. And God begins to allow kindness and patience create the blessing. You know, there have been many times, even if it's Shamindra or Shan or Sureka, that I have blurted out, I have got angry. But the minute I'd run to God, I'm able to go and say, Shan, I'm really sorry, I shouldn't have done that. And as a parent, I'm telling you, don't ever be embarrassed to say sorry to your kids. Don't ever think that you are demeaning yourself as a parent. If you know you've done something wrong, please apologize. Because they begin to see that it's not you, but it's God working in you. Don't ever be embarrassed to say sorry to your children. Because that's the Lord working in you. And when you begin to talk with your child and say, you know, I did get mad and I'm sorry for what I said, they begin to respond in love. And come to that place of saying, God, I need you. Because you can only apologize to someone when you have the love of Christ. When you run to your God. When you say, God, it's not about me, but it's about this relationship right now that is broken. And when you begin to speak kindness, that's what you would be doing out there. That's what you would be adapting out there when you see someone on the road, or maybe a lady's wearing a nice hat or a lovely dress. Oh, wow, you're wearing a pretty dress. You know something? You do that, something's going to happen there. And that'll be a total stranger. But when you are listening to God and God says, why don't you admire that hat that lady's wearing? And you say, God, you're crazy, God. How can I? But she's a total stranger. She might hit me. But when you listen and you be obedient and project kindness, he commands a blessing there. You don't know how that conversation will end up, but you just do what he tells you to do. So kindness is really, really key in our walk of love. And this, you know, this morning I've spoken a lot about love, about how our relationship within our home is going to affect what we do out there. This is so key. You know, just think about it, just in your own kind of mind right now. I hope you're not thinking of lunch or trying to sunbathe or anything like that. I'm thinking about your sour bread. Anyway, just in your mind, just begin to think, Lord, how can I adapt this into my life? There are so many things that were spoken. We've spoken about love. We've spoken about patience. We've spoken about kindness. God, how am I to adapt this into my relationship? Right now, I'm not talking about the people out there. This is you in your home. This is me in my home. This is me when I go into my workplace. Do I snap at people? Do I get so impatient that I say, get the job done, man? Okay, the job needs to be done. But how am I communicating that? Are the people out there, are they able to see the character of Jesus coming out of me? In my words, in the areas that I don't speak, when I should speak, I will speak. But is it coming out of kindness? Is it coming out of impatience? You know, try to visualize your scenario in your home. And I would just like you to just close your eyes right now. You know, maybe you are an impatient person. Maybe you want things done, and because of that, you tend to manipulate. You tend to hurt people along the way. Oba no iva sime kene kwenta pulwa me udasana. Oba nikang hitanda oba ge elie medoreng elie ta. එළිය කරන්නාවු සේවයට වඩා ඔබගේ නිවසේ කොහොමද අද දින ඔබ ඉගෙන ගත්තා වූ උන්වහන්සේගේ ප්‍රේමය උන්වහන්සේගේ ඉවසීම උන්වහන්සේගේ අනුකම්පාව කොහොමද ඔබගේ ජීවිතයට ඔබ අදාළ කරගන්නේ ඔබගේ සම්බන්ධතා තුළින් ඔබගේ නිවසේ සිට to your husband to your wife to your mom to your dad to your brothers to your sisters to your employer to the workers whom you work under or whom you are in charge of, is kindness, patience, love coming out of your very character, because you are a woman or a man of God who flows from the relationship of God. Like Jesus said to the disciples, I can do nothing without my Father. And is that your prayer today, Lord? I cannot do anything without you. I need you so much. And maybe today you need the hand of forgiveness. Maybe someone's hurt you with harsh words. Maybe you're broken today. Maybe you have a disagreement. I don't know. But I don't want you to leave this place this morning the same way you came. Receive the touch of God. You choose. And make the right decision, so that you can reverse the wrong decision that you've made maybe a couple of hours ago, or maybe a few years ago, I don't know. Bring your heart before the Lord. Kia උන්වහන්සේට කියන පියාණනි මට ඔබ වහන්සේව අවශ්‍යයි. Begin to say, God, I need you. I need you that you would give me the right words, when to speak, when not to speak, when to be silent. පියාණනි මගේ මුඛය ඔබ වසා ගන්නට පියාණනි. ඒ හරි වචන හරි වේලාවට නිකුත් කරන්නට. God, make me your instrument of love. God, make me your instrument of love. That I will be that instrument that you begin to play. Oh, Jesus. God, make me that instrument of kindness, of patience. God, if I'm the only one in my home that can change a situation, let it be me, God. Let it be me, God. Because I want to flow with you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.